like for all the fourth grade and under to come on up to the risers. Yeah, you can clap for them too. Woohoo! Yes, fourth grade and under. And I think we have a few in the nursery, four-year-olds who are, if you as parents want them to come up, we're going to sing a couple chapel songs, so if you want them to come up, you can go get them and bring them up, and if not, that's fine too. Okay? But we're going to
God made me a part of his story. I will live all for his glory every day and every night. God made me a part of his story. I will live all for his glory every day and every night. So come on, we're gonna go change the world. Come on, let's go tell every boy and girl. Come on, get ready, let's go. So let's all shine and serve. Let's all give and love till the whole world knows Jesus loves them. So let's shine and serve. God made me a part of his story. I will live all for his glory every day and every night. So come on, we're gonna go change the world. Come on, let's go tell every boy and girl. Come on, get ready, let's go. So let's all shine and serve. Let's all give and love till the whole world knows Jesus loves them. So let's all shine and serve. Let's all give and love till the whole world knows Jesus loves them. So let's shine and serve. Yeah. We can shine, we can serve right here. We can shine, we can serve all over the world.
All over the world.
We can shine, we can serve everywhere.
Everywhere.
We can shine, we can serve.
Come on, get ready, let's go.
Let's all shine and serve. Let's all give and love till the loves them. Yeah, let's all shine and serve. Let's all give and love till the whole world knows Jesus loves them. So let's shine and serve.
That was pretty good. They are never that shy. But I don't blame you. You're up here in front of everybody. I wanted to tell you that in chapel this year that we're going to be, the offering that they bring every week is going to go to our Children of Promise program this year. And that is just the Church of God sponsorship program. So they are going to be seeing and hearing the letters and things that the kids send to us. We're going to be talking about them in chapel and the countries that they're from, and then they're going to get a chance to respond back to these kids. So I just wanted to let you know that is where the money is going this year. And we're going to sing one more song. Okay.
is to love the Lord your God with all your heart. Jesus told us the most important thing is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and your strength. With your heart, soul, mind, and your strength. With your heart, soul, mind, and your strength. We're gonna love the Lord with everything.
It's so much fun to sing in chapel, but when they get to the oh yeah part, oh my word, it's usually like breaking out the windows. But if I just wanted to let you know too that on the Fairview app, if you would like to check out the chapel songs more during the week, they are on there. There's a Spotify playlist on there for the elementary chapel songs, so you can download the app, go to media, and it says chapel, and you can listen to their songs on there. But I'm going to talk to you guys for just a minute. Okay, ooh, I'm out of breath now. I wasn't even standing up. Okay, I want to tell you guys, I don't know, how many of you guys know or remember that I lived in Canada before we moved here? Okay, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the place where I lived. Okay, it was this little town called Paradise Valley, and it was on the prairies. Yeah, I was in Canada, thanks, Aiden. And but Paradise Valley had, during the summer, something that I really did not like. It was a beautiful place to live, had these beautiful crops growing, had canola, so there was the yellow flowers in all the fields. It was a gorgeous place. But I'm pretty sure that Paradise Valley was the garter snake capital of the world. Okay? Because every June, the snakes would be everywhere. I am not kidding you, okay? Ask Pastor Glenn. Not just because I'm afraid of them did I see them all the time, but they were there. They were always crawling through our yard. You'd see them on the road all the time, sometimes smushed, sometimes not, but they were there, you know? And it had other critters, too. Paradise Valley had quite a few other critters, okay? They had these annoying birds called magpies. They were the most annoying. I don't know if anybody's ever seen a magpie. They're big, black, and white. They're kind of like crows, but they're into everything. You leave, you're anything. They'll eat the dog's food. They'll pick on the dogs. They're nasty birds. They sound awful even. And let me see. When I would go for a run, it would be on this dirt road because we didn't have much pavement there. But there were many times I would see different critters. Sometimes you would see a moose. Not very often during the day, but at night there were moose around. And we did see a couple times during the day running through the field, so that was pretty cool to see. But I was always on, and coyotes, oh yeah, there are coyotes everywhere. You could hear them howling quite often. Do you want me to go on and on? There's more and more animals. Okay? When I would go for a run, I would always be on the lookout, especially for the snakes, okay? Because they were there. Sometimes I would see them crawling across the road as I was running, and I would be able to stop. But sometimes they would be smushed on the road. And you know what? I hated them so much that I would go to the other side of the road. And it didn't matter. They could have been laying there for 3 or 4 days. And every day I'd run by and I'd see that snake and I'd go, ooh! But I know it was dead. And I'd still go to the other side of the road. I didn't even step over it because I felt like at that very second it was going to come to life and reach up and bite me. I don't know why. I just did not like them. So I was usually on the lookout for critters. But this one day as I was going down, and I saw a dead snake on the road that day, and I did my little squeal and ran to the other side. And I kept going, and then it was like, oh, this is a great day, and I'm out looking around, just enjoying myself and having a good run. And then there was this rustling in the weeds over on the side of me. And I was scared. It just made me jump all of a sudden. Would you have any guesses what it might have been? What do you think, David?
A big snake?
A big snake? It was not a big snake. But that's a good guess. What, Amelia?
A bunny.
A bunny. It was not a bunny. Aiden?
A person?
A person. It was not a person, but that would have really freaked me out. Okay, that's a good guess, though. Okay, one more guess. No, it was not a dog, but listen, I'll tell you what color it was. It was black and white. Anyhow, it was a skunk, okay? There was a skunk, I mean, right here beside me, right there, okay? And it freaked me out. I need a volunteer, okay? Someone who doesn't mind playing the part of a skunk. Okay? All right, Abraham. Abraham, you can come be my skunk, okay? Thank you. You can stand right beside me. This is the side he was on. Okay. There you go. There's the skunk. Okay. All right. So, Abraham, I want to ask you this question. Do you think that Mr. Skunk was standing there looking at me cute and smiley like you are at the moment?
No.
No, he wasn't. Okay. What do you think he was doing?
I was scared.
You think he looked scared? Okay. Oh, you guys are scared. You guys should see this scared face. Well, I'll tell you what. That was a great scared face. But you know what? I was not looking at the skunk's face. Okay? No, I was not looking at his face. The skunk was turned around. I won't make you turn around. And you don't have a tail, so we won't. But okay, but the skunk had his tail up. And yeah, oh, you guys know what that means. Does anybody not know what that means? Yeah, what's that mean, Parker?
Farted.
Oh, that is a good guess. Okay, skunks get very, very smelly. Okay, he was going to spray me, wasn't he, Rory? He was going to spray me. He was all ready for it. Okay, so let me ask you this question. Do you think that I stood there and I said, oh, cute little skunk, you're so... No, I didn't do that. What do you think I did?
Walk slowly.
Oh, you think I walked slowly away? That might have been the smart thing to do, but I did not walk slowly. I turned around and ran as fast as I could, okay? All right, so Mr. Skunk, thank you for being... I'll let you sit back down. Okay? All right, now I won't call you that again, and nobody else will either. That was just for this morning. I appreciate that. Okay? But I'll tell you what happened, guys. I ran away as fast as I could, okay? And luckily, he did not spray me. I'm thankful. I don't know whether that was just God watching out for me or what, but I don't know what I would have done. Have you ever smelled a really strong skunk smell? Anybody? Have you, David? Okay, it's awful. It'll make your eyes water. It's a terrible, terrible smell, okay? And as I was running away, I got to thinking, what would I have done if I had gotten sprayed by a skunk? Okay, Ruby, what would you have done? You would have ran very far away from it. What if he had gotten some on you? Okay, Rory, what would you do? Take a tomato bath, okay. Well, as I was running away, I was thinking, what would I do? I would maybe call Glenn and have him come and get me, but my thought was, that's exactly it. Okay, that was it. I know Pastor Glenn would not have let me ride in the car. Okay, he would have been like, you either walk or sit on the hood, but I don't know, he would not have done it. Okay, and then I thought, well, maybe I know that some of the farmers, when their dogs got sprayed, they would go and roll them in the sand at the park, and they would cover them with sand and let the sand take it off. I don't know how well that worked. I didn't really want to go do that. And I thought, well, I could call my mother, because my mother would have given me the same advice Rory gave me. She would have known what to do. That would have been the person that I could have called, and she would have said, hey, because I grew up on a farm, and things were getting sprayed by skunks quite often, and my mom knew what to do. That would be the person I could call. And so as I thought of that, I thought that I would do that. I could do that. But then I knew my 7 brothers and sisters would be texting me soon later saying, hey, we hear you stink or something, you know. So I don't know if I'd go for that either, but... It made me think of a Bible verse. I know. It's silly that a skunk might make you think of a Bible verse, but this is what it made me think of. Okay? In 1 Peter 5:8. Okay? Does anybody know what that verse says? Be alert and be sober of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a... Does anybody know it? A roaring lion, okay, looking for someone to devour. Resist him is what the Bible says. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. He's looking to catch you. But, Aiden, you did exactly what I did. I took the roaring lion out of there, and I put the skunk in there. And I said... Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a smelly skunk looking for someone else to make stinky. Okay? And as I thought of that, that's exactly what he does. He is waiting for us to just be gone along in life. And we get up in the morning and we think, God, I want to do what you want me to do today. Help me to do my best. And we have those days where we do what we know God wants us to do. Then there's other days we might get up and you bump your head on something getting out of bed or you stub your toe and we forget to ask God to be with us that day. And sometimes we're just not very well, we're not thinking, we're not watching so much for what the devil may have us to do that day. When we're not asking God to help us, it is so easy to do something that does not please God. And that's what the devil wants us to do. And that's what he wants us to do. And when that happens, Sorry, I'm really thirsty. When that happens, the devil is happy because it's like spraying us with something stinky. Just like this. Yeah. I know, I'm going to pay for that later. Okay? But listen up. This is the lesson I want you to learn from that. You know how quickly I did that and you didn't even see it coming? Shh. Listen up. Okay? Ruby, Amelia, you know how quickly? You didn't even see that coming, did you? That's how quickly. Yeah, you guys did, huh? You had some warning. Okay? But that's how quickly Satan can... He can come into our life, and he can make us do something that doesn't please God. But the good thing is, all we have to do is, instead of calling my mom or asking Rory what we do to get rid of that sin and that stinky smell, we just have to ask God to forgive us. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins, and that we can be made whiter than snow. Okay? So I want you guys to remember that. Let's pray before you guys go back and sit down, okay? Dear God, I just want to thank you so much for each of the kids that are here today. I thank you for all the kids in our school. We're so blessed to be able to get to work with them. Lord, I pray that as these kids keep growing, God, that they will come to know that you have a plan for them, a special plan for their life. And I pray, God, that you help them to just to be able to wake up in the morning and say, God, I just want to please you today. I just want to please you. I just want to thank you for what you've done in my life. And that's my prayer for them, God, that you would show them your plan and help them to be happy and prosperous. And thank you, God, for each one of them and their parents. Amen.